Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. I'm serious. Henry and I have been talking here. I'll give you any more hurdles. That's his task. You can hit me with one or call in. To marriage, does it have to be financial success to say, yep, the two of you are sure that that's covered, as sure as you can be, before you get married? What the heck? You're not going to get married too easily then. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hit us on the side question. All right, Josh Shapiro, the grand man. It seemed to me Meet the Press came and taped him on a Friday or something. It wasn't even live, and they gave him a half hour, it seemed. He's that much in demand. This is Cut 13. Listen to what Shapiro says. Yeah. I was on a Spanish language radio program the other day, and how afraid the host was of President Trump. Listen to Shapiro.
We are selectively firing people because of their viewpoints. And in addition to having Jimmy Kimmel no longer on the air, I think there's a deeper issue here I wanted to just take a moment on. I was on a Spanish language radio program in the Allentown area, the Lehigh Valley here in Pennsylvania, just the other day. The host was asking me a bunch of questions about the work we're doing here in Pennsylvania. And he said something really chilling to me, that he now has to think about what topics he's going to discuss because he's fearful he might offend federal regulators or offend the president. Now, this wasn't that type of a program where we were engaged in a lot of that conversation. But the fact that you have journalists now who will think, do I really want to probe some elected leader on that particular topic because it could offend federal regulators? Do I want to tell that joke because it might put someone off? Do I want to adjust my views to be more on the right-wing side of the political conversation to curry favor with these federal regulators?
That's right.
That in many ways is even more dangerous than silencing one person. No disrespect, of course, to Jimmy Kimmel
and his powerful voice.
I think we're at a really dangerous moment here. And censorship and what we're seeing from the federal government only serves to further divide us and make us less safe and erode our fundamental freedoms here in this country. And for a Republican Party led by Donald Trump, who loved for decades to, you know, cloak themselves in this blanket of patriotism and freedom. Heck, Donald Trump was talking about free speech in his inaugural address, what was that, 7 or 8 months ago. And now to see how quickly they are eroding one of the foundational guideposts of our nation should scare everyone. Whether you agree with the president or not, whether you voted for him or not, we are all less safe and less free because of the actions of this administration.
All right, you read the talking point. How many times can you put it into the record there, Josh? This guy is a piece of work, a major piece of work, so much so that MSNBC wanted to get him on Kamala Harris, attacking her, etc. So I think that's why they went through hoops to get him on. We're supposed to believe this guy's telling him off air. He's afraid he better say right-wing stuff here on his Spanish language show. Otherwise, Trump is going to come down and take him out of that studio, just like Jimmy Kimmel. When really, we know who took Jimmy Kimmel out. How many times do we have to say that? ABC. Are they going to continue with that? We'll ask Joe Concha from Fox that at 2:30 today. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Now, we're going to have on some of our buddies tomorrow. I guess they're exhausted from the debate yesterday. With Jack, this will be cut 18, Henry. With Jack Chitarelli, there was a lot in the first debate with Mikey Sherrill. And again, there's a new poll out that has Chitarelli head by a point, telling me we've seen 6, 7, 8 polls. This is going to be close. It is a turnout election. But here's one of the things that is inescapable, and this already is in ads. It ought to be in more ads, that Chitarelli brought up yesterday about Mikey Sherrill and how much money she and her husband have made, millions, in the stock market, while she has sat on the very committees that are interrelated. The argument is to some of the stock trades that the husband, at least, has been making. Are we really going to believe? Well, he's in charge of that. She wants to run the state, but only the husband can run their own personal finances. All right, here's what Chitarelli said.
It doesn't matter because I'm going to make sure that he doesn't get to serve again when I win for governor in November of this year.
There's another big difference between her public service and my public service. It actually cost me money the time I put in and took away from my company. In the 7 years that she's been in Congress, she's tripled her net worth. There's another big difference between the two of us, okay? She broke the law. She had to pay fines for violating federal law on stock trades and stock reporting, and the New York Times reports that while you're sitting on the House Armed Services Committee, you were trading defense stocks.
Okay, so there you go. And this should be talked about again and again and again. It's a miniature Pelosi. It's the same thing. I am stunned that Mikey Sherrill, running for office, career-wise, knows she's going to run for governor, would still engage in this and think she's going to get away with it. Well, she does it because she's in Jersey. She's a Democrat. She's plugged into the establishment. Of course she would get away with it, just like Pelosi got away with it. That's what it's all about. Now, if that's not disqualifying enough, or it should be, right there, this ought to be talked about more and more by these moderators. Again, my criticism of this debate and every one of these debates is this: less is more. Meaning these moderators winnow down the topics. We don't need to know 40,000 different topics. They do this all the time. There are usually 2, 3, 4 or so. You have an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. I'm going to zone in on that again and again and again and again until somebody breaks on it, till there's something there that the public should know. You keep on going from one thing to another. They did talk about affordability, but I didn't hear any moderator or whatever say, well, you're a Democrat. What do you say? So they're journalists. I could put it more easily. What do you say to those who say you've been in charge 25 years plus in the legislature and governors? Why is New Jersey so unaffordable? And the answer is your overregulation, your taxation, your policies. You're the ones that have done this. All right. Still putting up the SOS. I need somebody on the marriage front. Wall Street Journal. It intrigues me. Saying that financial success is what people are waiting for before they get married, not after marriage, trying to achieve financial success. The words of people in this survey. What's driving that? I mean, it's already hard enough, the number of pressures that are out there. People to get that first home is so difficult. What is it that would make people feel that way? Isn't marriage a bit of a risk? That's an element to it. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, the guy who reeks of being happily married. Joe, welcome in.
Dom, I cannot compare with who chose you in life. Roe is she's a saint.
That's true. We all know it. Yes, absolutely. What was she thinking, Joe? What was she thinking?
I don't know. She saw something in you, pal, and I got to give you a high five on it. Hey, Dom, if this weekend has not convinced each and every one of us that we are on the right side of life and spirituality, and convinces our opponents that they'd have nothing against us, nothing they could do against us. Nothing will ever able to convince us of that, because that was one beautiful spiritual weekend yesterday. It was incredible. And if people can't see our hearts and our means and our minds, we have no association with them whatsoever.
Well, Joe, I'm still going by metrics, too, like the numbers of chapters of people asking to do Turning Point chapters, etc. It is mind-boggling, the vigils, the other things involved. Now we'll see if this has legs, and a month from now we're seeing somewhat what we're seeing now, Joe, then I will say truly the word revival is there.
Yes.
But you're right. This is a moment. We don't know how big, but it is a moment. It is not just flyover country of a day, no doubt.
No, Dom, and what I have always told my children, and I want to tell you, I grew up as the crow flies a mile from where Megan Kanka was abducted. That hit home in our town. And I tell my children, you don't find out who your friends are when you're on top. You find out who your friends are when you're needed the most. And what Megan's mother did and went to work on after that tragedy, said a lot about, you know, what she needed to do. And, you know, in spite of her heartbreak and her feelings, she made a difference. That's what we have to look out for, to see if this wanes or if it builds. And I'm praying to God that it builds.
Joe,
I really am.
You just mentioned a sacred name. I've had them on, at least the mom, I think the dad also, together 6 or 7 times. And you're right. To take what happened there, and I'm not going to give people the gory details again, to go through a trial where the public defender accused Megan Kanka of leading the guy on, if you can imagine.
He was 9 years old, Dom.
Right.
9 years old.
I know. And to come out of that at the other side, giving us that protection, that is saintly. There's no other word for it.
And we went to the vigil that night after everything was confirmed.
Yeah.
And the personality in her mom, and you could see the field she had to go after at that point, and the commitment she made. You know, we said goodbye to Megan tonight. Man, it was wild, incredible, tear jerking. But you saw the mission that the mother already committed to at that point.
I don't know, Joe. I've interviewed maybe 100 like that. Maureen Faulkner is an example. And every time I feel so good when I am around them. Because the capability to go on in life and do that is beyond remarkable, and there are a great number of them right here in our area.
It's extraordinary, to say the least.
Yeah. What's your side today, Joe?
My side still echoes in my head. It's that preaching accent. You don't know what you've done to me. You don't know what you're doing. And it's that Greta Thunberg, knowing everything in her 14 years of infinite wisdom back in the day.
Great one. Thanks. Sometimes it's in a whisper and then she gets all worked up. Thunberg's accent. Doing that in honor. You have it, Henry?
How dare you?
That's it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It sounds like she's an older actress or whatever.
Yeah.
That she's not, but whatever she is.
She's going for the Oscar here.
Yeah, going for the Oscar. Oh, my God. She's out there again. She's taking ships to Gaza. They keep on getting, you know, into the sea. I don't know what's going on. All right. We're looking for that all-time accent. Bernie Perrant definitely had. That was a dead-on one. All right, Henry, has your fertile brain come up with another hurdle to marriage? The financial of the wedding. Okay. We got that.
Maybe you don't believe in your partner's emotional maturity yet. That they have the capability to be a full-fledged parent and you can do better.
The do better part.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe
this is a wicked market.
Yeah, maybe we're not on the same page for parenting styles yet, but I see good in you and I'd like to have a child with you, something like that.
Okay. Well, that's a legitimate one. I could recognize. These seem to be coming from the woman's point of view, no?
Are they?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. I'm being biased there.
Maybe I'm being biased.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just so pro-woman. I'm seeing it from their perspective.
That's right. All right. 855-839-12. This is coming off the Wall Street Journal saying, more and more people saying you got to be financially successful before you get married. Not working together on that afterward. Hit us with that. We're going to talk with Frank Scales. He's the young conservative who made national news when they had a wall of people block him from going into Mother Bethel Church last week because Larry Krasner was in there. It's a sacred place. I know the chief guy, Asa Khalif, really well. It was hard to believe, and it's out there nationally now. And I thought in this suppression of speech, how in the world is it that you can't go to a town hall because you differ? He'll be here to lay that out. Of course, Scott Presler from the memorial yesterday. Take us inside that. He was a friend of Charlie Kirk, worked with him on several campaigns, and you know his own need for security now. 855-839-1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Let's hope so. Take a shot. Get married here. I've never married anybody as my duties as a talk show host. I did on the air engage them, though. I officially engaged them.
How did you do that?
I just put up a phony certificate and said, now I engage you. You shall never part. Now go and get married.
I thought you were getting down on a knee for him. Yeah. Being like, I got you, man.
Not a fan of the public proposal and all that stuff. Too much pressure on the woman. But a couple of things. One, Dan has weighed in on this. Just sent me a text. I'll give you that. But also, I'm looking at what I told you is going to be the hot button. Washington Post, big article, when RFK Jr. announces today Tylenol autism. The remedy to mitigate autism, or I guess to cure it, we'll see, is this cancer treatment. They want a fast-track approval, or there's talk of it. It's Leocorin. That's used in various cancer treatments. Watch today. My point is, it's not just the controversy that will develop if it is Tylenol, as I predicted will be, but it's also autism treatment. Already you're seeing things get nuts. Look, I think this is really sensitive area. Do I think this is potentially something that could be helpful in the future? Yeah. But the guilt trail here. We're going to say, I want to see the paper. I want to see the studies. I want to see exactly that. And Dr. Oz is going to be on the show tomorrow. I don't know the time yet. Dr. Oz will be there with the president and with RFK Jr. I couldn't get RFK Jr., but the day is young. But I got Dr. Oz tomorrow. We'll be coming on to break down what they announced today. Okay? Now, Dan weighing in on this whole financial success, have that before you get married. Both parties, apparently, Wall Street Journal saying that's what the vibe is, saying, as he always does with this, has anybody mentioned student loan debt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Now, here we go. The biggest look, and this is tough stuff. It's now $1.6 trillion. But are people saying, nah, we got to cut down that student loan debt? I mean, are there conversations like this? We can't get married until our student loan debt is under $50,000.
I would say you can't get married until your student debt loan is zero unless you're trying to screw over your partner.
Oh, all right.
I mean, your debt becomes their debt, and it's just
that's
like...
That's true. Oh, okay. That's it. So one party has that type of debt that maybe they wouldn't have had as much debt in the past. I still think you want to get married. You know, I don't think that's the hurdle. I mean, how long is that going to take then?
depends on the loan. I mean, if you went, if you decided you're going to a big school no matter what, no matter the money you got, and you spent 100, 200K on tuition, you might be in the hole for a bit.
Let me see. Roe has $100,000 in student loan debt. What am I doing? I'm still doing it.
That's a burden. you're already in the hole. You're way too deep in the hole to bring a kid in either.
Oh, God. All right, you got to get in. Robert and Ben Salem, we come to the wise man here on this. All right, Robert, you're hearing all these hurdles to marriage. What do you think?
Hey, Dom Henry, it's good to talk to you guys. I am in your camp squarely on this, Dom, but I would submit that that student loan affects a small part of the population, and that might be an issue for them, but that's not an issue for most people. And it depends on what kind of person you are, but we got married young, had five kids, and made it work and built what we had together, and that made it all the more beautiful in my mind.
That's, you know what? That's the other part of this, that joint effort versus just, you know, both parties coming in. I mean, are we going to look at wedding vows or 401ks?
No matter what life throws you or no matter what you throw yourself, you got to believe in yourself. You'll figure it out. We figured it out. It was not always easy. But right. At the end of the day, I have five amazing kids. And unlike most of my friends, I know where my hair and my money went. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute, too. And let's get full credit. I don't know the others as much. And you have spoken about them. But your daughter, the military, some of the stuff you've been able to reveal right there, it's worth it.
The student loan won't be an issue for her, needless to say, because that's going to be taken care of. But that biological, I've been talking to her about it, that clock is ticking for her. You know what I mean? And she's ready to take that step. But I'm just saying, you two people can figure things out if you don't have big hurdles like student loans. But two adults, if you love your kids and you love each other, you will figure it out and you will build something worthwhile. Trust me on that.
Right. I think societally we have to be agitating toward getting married. That's the bottom line. You know, it's a vibe one way or another. Some of these are heads or tails. Go.
It might be another casualty of the student loan problem, Don. Now that I think about it.
You know what? Well put. Absolutely. But Dan always going down Broadway with that, as we know.
That's okay. Dan's coming from a good place. So my answer to the side question is I'm going to go with Dr. Ruth Westheimer. This was truly an amazing woman, Dom. She lost both her parents in a concentration camp, and despite being 4'7", she actually fought in the Israeli military, almost lost both her feet when she got wounded by a mortar in 1940 on her 20th birthday in Jerusalem. An amazing woman. The only thing you might not like about her is that she did accept the Margaret Sanger Award from Planned Parenthood back in the day, but that might have been an innocent thing on her part. You know, I'm not going to
all-time accent. Like and guess what? But, Dan had many conversations with her at the Stern Show. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, I hope that Maisie is able to benefit from all that knowledge that you acquired. You guys have a great day. Okay.
Thank you. The Maisie call is right up there with the Roe call someday here. All right, coming up, I'm thrilled to bring you new people. And Frank Scales is the guy. I think he just graduated recently from Roman Catholic, part of a group of young conservatives that went to the Larry Krasner town halls. And they had a human wall set up to block him from getting into the church, Mother Bethel Church, the very same people that lecture about freedom of speech and Jimmy Kimmel, et cetera. And the police in the beginning, I'm going to call it as I see it, but the police didn't do anything. They should have just moved them the hell out of there. And their argument was, you're not coming into our sacred place. With Larry Krasner in there. Unusual, huh? He's next. And your calls, Scott Presler, coming up. This marriage thing, though. Wall Street Journal saying, people are now saying you have to be financially successful is the last hurdle, both parties apparently, before you're ready to get married. Am I just not dealing with reality here? Or is marriage something where it is not fully a reality? It's based on some risk factors. 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, all-time accents is the side question today. Frank Scales is just a rising guy, I think, because of his sense of humor. He's the guy that went to the original Krasner Town Hall and there was an eruption. The second one, they blocked him with a wall. I don't know what they called it. And he was making moves as if he were a running back, turning around, going back and forth. That's it. He gets it. A little bit of entertainment, a little bit of humor with this. But the serious thing is we have people in Philadelphia, and Larry Krasner, the sitting DA, is there. Does he not know? And Asa Khalif, I believe, works with Larry. Come on, Asa. Asa and I have had many back and forths, and friendly, but pretty heated. Henry, when you have a bullhorn at your head at Fifth and Market with him.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Blocking up traffic with the whole world of police surrounding us. It gets to be friendly. He's the founder, one of the founders, I think, of Surge Philly and the Make Education, this screen is too small, Education what?
Great Again Movement.
Great Again. Oh, okay. Make Education Great Again Movement. It sounds like my podcast on school choice. Old school, new school, next school. Check it out. Let's go to Frank here on Talk Radio 1210. Frank, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
How are you doing, Dom? Thanks for having me.
Well, tremendous, and you had to be doing well, particularly seeing that scrum. It looked like the tush push was going to happen. So, Frank, first of all, you're a recent graduate of Roman Catholic?
Yes, sir. Roman Catholic 2022.
Ah, okay. So, how did you, how long have you had this movement going on, Surge Philly?
So we had Surge Philly going on for the last 3 months. We started it with two guys on a phone, and we really wanted to call out the Democratic machine that has this city in a stranglehold. And we've had success so far, and we're really excited for where we're going.
Well, absolutely. So, Frank, at the first town hall, did you just erupt, or were there going to be, you know, that Krasner was going to take questions? What set you off?
So my co-founder and I, Ian McGinnis, who is here with me, we went and we said, you know what, we have disagreements with Larry Krasner, but we're going to go, we're going to ask questions, and we're going to see what he says, and we're going to hear him out. So we show up at the town hall, and the first thing we are meted with is a flashcard, and they say, write your question down on a flashcard. We're going to have a moderator read it to Larry Krasner. So we were a little bit disappointed, but we did that anyway, wrote out a very long, thought-out question, two of them, and we went to sit down, and Larry gets on the mic, and he started talking about Trump and demonizing Republicans, and, you know, with what happened to Charlie Kirk, and even President Trump almost being assassinated, too, I think that's wrong. So he obviously wasn't there to let people speak and let the community give their opinions, so I stood up, and I told him how I felt. And I think, quite frankly, he responded cowardly.
How did he respond? What did he do, Frank?
He responded by calling us book-burning fascists.
Yeah, well, I think so. So, Frank, you...
He laughed.
Yeah, you, the second one now, the more interesting, well, both, but the Mother Bethel Church, they had these people, and I think they look like they went out and they tried to find an identifier of everybody in their group blocking you, led by Asa Khalif. Frank, Asa and I have had back and forth over the years. It's not hostile, but it's pretty heated over the very stuff. He seemed to be the leader telling you what, why you couldn't enter Mother Bethel Church.
Yes, he was saying that we couldn't enter his place of worship, which I doubt. I don't think he goes to that church, although I'm not sure. And then he was, you know, hurling threats my way, which was pretty interesting. And, you know, he said we can't enter his place of worship. And my question is, if it's a place of worship, then why are politicians giving hateful campaign speeches in the church? Quite frankly, Jesus went into the church where they were selling stuff and flipped over the table because it's a place of God. So as a Christian, I believe I did the right thing.
Well, right. But and just as an American, you did too. But Frank, where does this come from? Yeah. Is it just innate in you? What I really like is your sense of humor, your entertainment being filmed as you kind of start faking back and forth with the wall of you might go here, you might go there.
Yeah, well, that comes from Saquon Barkley. But I think my love for politics is innate. I've had it since I was very little, and I actually didn't know I could get involved in politics at such a young age until I went to Community College of Philadelphia and became the student government president. In that position, I endorsed Donald Trump, and they they investigated me for hate speech, and then they impeached me for my opinion. But it really sparked a fire in me. So I want to do it at the city level, and I want to make education great again, too.
I used to teach at community college, so I can imagine the guy becomes president and he's endorsing Trump. My God. Frank, I am as pro-cop as they come, but I am not so much on sometimes the tactics of the civil affairs police, and it pains me watching that tape. They should have instantly told those people, move aside, this is legit, rather than seeming to check a phone and everything else. So ultimately, they did get you in there, right?
No, they did not let us in. They essentially said that event security wasn't letting us in. And we believe that this is a civil rights issue. We have a First Amendment right to speak, and if we don't exercise that right, then we won't have it anymore. And they did not allow us to do it that day.
What was the excuse of the civil affairs cops? What did they tell you?
They essentially said event security is not allowing you in, and that was it.
Wow. You see, I've been on the other side of it where they got into one of mine, and they told them they're going to let them speak. There was 100 people for a minute each. Now, are you potentially looking at a lawsuit?
Yes, we're definitely interested in doing that. If any lawyers are out there who are also passionate about Philadelphia, who are passionate about civil rights, tell them to reach out to Surge Philly, and that's definitely an avenue we're interested in going down.
Well, I hope there are, Frank, and if I think of any, I'll let them know. Where do people reach Surge Philly? Where's the best place to go?
TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. We're big on Instagram at Surge Philly. That's probably the best place to reach us. And in the bio for Surge Philly, we also have a GoFundMe page. So if anybody's interested in making contributions, they can go there too.
So, Frank, again, I apologize. I thought they ultimately let you in. How in the world does a guy that holds a public town hall in a church with, he's added a lot of security, which is his right, I guess, not think that you are someone that shouldn't be allowed in there unless they want to bring charges against you or something. That security just says, so I was going to go to that. Something else came up. It would have been interesting to say if I couldn't be allowed in there. It might have been the same kind of thing.
Yeah, it was extremely cowardly on Krasner's behalf. He represents all Philadelphians, not just one political party or ideology, and he's really shutting down people who disagree with him. And it was taxpayer money that might have funded that event, meaning that we had a constitutional right to be there. So he violated our rights, and it's very telling about the man he is.
Frank, have you given any consideration, and I'm not sure the mechanism, I have a media pass in Philadelphia. If you had a media pass, I'm not sure how they calculate that because you certainly have a presence, social media, and I'm sure social media people are getting media passes. It's a new age in Philadelphia. If you also had a media pass, that might make it more difficult to keep you out.
So we were actually thinking about this yesterday, and I think it's a great idea for Surge Philly to get a media pass. Again, if anybody has any information about that, please reach out to us on Instagram at Surge Philly. But yes, we're definitely thinking about getting a media pass. It is something to be threatened, to be physically threatened outside, right, 40 feet away from the district attorney by his LGBTQ advisor. It's insane.
Did they say something? There was some kind of, in these two scrums, pig reference to either you or your colleague?
What happened?
The spokesperson, there was some kind of pig reference. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought I saw that in some of your footage. No?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, we know what you're talking about. So at the first town hall meeting, a spokesman for Larry Krasner or for the church, we can't confirm that at the moment, but he got up right after I said, please stop demonizing President Trump and Republicans. And he said, don't argue with pigs. Don't get in a fight with pigs, which we thought was very inappropriate.
All right. So
why not discuss with us?
Yep. Frank, one more time, where do you go for Surge Philly?
Go to Instagram, Surge Philly, at Surge Philly, SurgePhilly. And in the bio, there is a link for a GoFundMe if anybody wants to contribute to our cause. We are going to shift the paradigm in Philadelphia and take our city back.
All right, Frank, keep us in the loop. Whatever's next, you don't have to say now unless you want to. Anything, any event, anything coming up, or you want to just be on the down low until it happens?
So, yes, we are going to be having a debate on Saturday, and more information will be on Instagram about that soon, but you can always email us at surgephilly@gmail.com. But, yes, we're going to be having debates, which are going to be open to the public for whoever wants to join, and we'll discuss location.
Okay, but let me ask, who are you debating?
Anybody who comes up. So we're going to allow anybody, because people have reached out on Instagram with disagreements.
Right.
And we're going to put our money where our mouth is. We really believe in discourse and discussion, especially with people who disagree with us. We're also having a fundraiser event, and more details will be talked about that.
All right. Let me know on the debate, et cetera, Frank. I'd like to come and cover that. That will be interesting.
Awesome.
Thank you, Frank.
We'll let you know as soon as possible.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for joining today.
Thank you. Have a good day. God bless.
God bless, Frank. Thank you very much. All right, Henry, more to come. So he didn't get into it. And I like the style. Have a debate. That's exactly what I think colleges should be doing. And I'm working on that here with our authorities to see if there's something we can do. Any college, community college, whatever it might be, willing to moderate or debate whoever you want in this situation. And if college can't handle that, why are they in business? I mean, here's a kid just out of Roman Catholic. I love it. Became the president of community college and he endorses Trump. Oh my God. I'm surprised they only impeached him. Oh my goodness. All right. This is a new rising, interesting guy and group out there. And you heard what he said. They'll give us details on this and they're willing to debate anyone. This is very much the Charlie Kirk thing, but again, without all the, resources of Charlie Kirk, I'm shocked that the Philadelphia police, but maybe not, security won't let him come in. Are you kidding me? A public town hall announced as that. And where is the Inquirer? Where are the others that lecture us about poor Jimmy Kimmel? All right, 855-839-1210. Love to get your reaction. Hit us on the side question. All-time accent coming off, sadly, the death of Bernie Perrant. Also, I'll tell you what I was considering. Then I thought, Henry might have been right about it for a side question today. I'm still noodling it, but moment has passed. It might be a little too hard and too much and slightly off-kilter. I'll tell you what it was, though. All right, or I may be right. Who knows? Hey, living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been trusted as an ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. Now, this is Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Without a doubt, it's big. So just add Rescue 1250 Omega 3 to your card, apply the code TOGETHER, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be at it for free. You can also call them right now, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use that code online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use that code TOGETHER at res-q.com. Do it today. All right, the great man is on deck circle. That would be Scott Presler. A couple people texted me during the break. They met Scales, the guy we just had on, at Penn State. And they see him as a force that Democrats will not know what to do with. I mean, what a concept. Have debates. How the heck did that guy get elected president of community college? Oh, my God. I love it. Just for today's show. We got another star on the horizon here. And a couple of people flew into the talk radio coop saying, yeah, maybe George Pichetto would take that suit. Now, I know he's so busy and he's so accomplished with the things that have gone on here. And he's going to be honored coming up around Columbus Day and the 1492 gala for all the things that he's done. More on that as we get closer to it. But, George Pichetto involved. I mean, this is clear. Under what grounds? Security says it. What? What are they saying Scales would do? And they condone the human wall that worked in front of him. Just think about this in Philadelphia. We're all these big mouths talking about freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. Maybe they'd like to show up and debate Scales. So we'll see what he's doing on Saturday. I plan to show up there, not to debate, but kind of chronicle it, maybe even film some of it as an example of what colleges ought to be doing as far as looking at debate. All right, coming up, Scott Presler, who, of course, was in there at Glendale, Arizona. His thoughts on what he saw. And, of course, true to brand, he's like Joe of Exton. What was he doing there? Registering voters. Of course, we'll get his take on the Kirk Memoriam this weekend and give you a little bit more details starting to filter out. Watch on the autism front. When they talk about a potential mitigation or cure, that's where there's going to be even more controversy. I can hardly wait to hear that today. I think it's exciting that we're at least talking about this. And I'll tell you tomorrow whether I agree or not. All right, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.